or today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Wednesday edition, we kick off Hour 1. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, I had said last night that I wanted to talk about this article I've had sitting in my prep folder for a few days at this point now. I just thought it was really good. It's called In Case I Disappear, and I want to get to it, but I've got something that trumps that at this point. This is one of the saddest stories I've seen all year long. And it ties into this sort of idea of people get the government that they deserve. That's what has been said many a times. I don't know who it's attributed to, some famous quote, I'm sure. But this is just a perfect example of how pathetic Americans have become in the face of a tyrannical government that apparently is able to get away with just about anything that they try. No matter how ludicrous it might seem on its face, it experiences virtually no opposition. Here's what I'm talking about. A story from the New York Post today, or a couple days ago. An elite Manhattan public school has found a hard-line solution to perpetually tardy parents. Mommy and daddy detention.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
How do they do that?
Oh, you're going to love this. After enduring many chronically late parents last year, the Manhattan school...
Late for what?
The Manhattan School for Children on West 93rd Street recently adopted the new policy intended to motivate parents to drop their children off in the morning on time. Under the mandate, parents who do not deliver their children to the school before 8:25 a.m. must enter the building, pick up a late slip at the office, and go to the auditorium for a 20-minute timeout.
You gotta be kidding me.
Now, you would think that with such a ludicrous idea like this, parents would be in an uproar. Parents who would be presumably on the way to work, right? I mean, you're dropping your kids off. You've got 10 things going on because people today are busy. There's so much going on in our lives, right? These parents, they're getting up in the mornings. They're getting their kids ready for school. They're getting them in the car. They're taking them to the school. Drop the kids off, heading to work, going to work, coming home, you know, getting off work, picking up the kids again, or whatever it is. You know, parents are busy. But this school believes that it can just take 20 minutes right out of a parent's day and that the parents are going to bend right over and do it. Well, you know what? They are. The parents are actually supportive of this. We're going to get to some of their quotes here in a moment. But this is just such a stunning story of, it just really points out how obedient Americans have really become. There's no actual obligation here, as you'll find out, at least not yet, on the parents' part. Let me continue before we go on picking this apart. So they got to stop for a 20-minute timeout. Right then, on the spot, 20-minute timeout. Late parents and kids sit in their seats until the end of the morning meeting, a classroom routine in which teachers discuss the day's schedule with students and address concerns. Parents who are detained and their kids are supervised by school staff or volunteers. But it's hardly a gulag, says the article. They chat, exchange excuses for being tardy, and sometimes get an earful from their kids. Isn't that cute? It's so cute. The parents just sitting there, wasting their time together.
I'm stupefied by this. I cannot believe that a public school is getting away with this.
The new practice was announced in a letter sent to the parents of all 660 students over the summer. Still, as many as 5 parents in a day have been sent to detention this year. The parental punishment has been met with a mix of ire and sheepish sympathy. One mother who served time in the school auditorium last week and asked that her name not be printed summed up the policy this way, quote, "Was I humiliated going to mommy detention? Absolutely. But will I be late again? No. Because she's learned her lesson, Mark. Mommy detention taught her well, and she's not going to be late again, because if she's late again, she'll go into mommy detention again just like a good little citizen, following all of the rules that Big Mommy Government has set out for mommies and daddies." Susan Rappaport, the principal at the kindergarten through 8th grade school, which has won some national recognition, conceded that there's been some backlash from parents, but said the tough love approach was necessary. Rappaport says, quote, "You can't hold children accountable for being late. The parents need to make the breakfast, get the children dressed, and get them to school on time." And I love the photo of this bureaucrat in this article. I'm going to post it on the...
She's got her arms crossed. She's looking tough.
Yeah, she's tough. She's wearing pink, but she's got her arms crossed, and she is a tough, tough principal.
Pink is, after all, the new black.
She acknowledged that... Now, here you go. The principal acknowledged that she had no authority to detain parents, and that she would not detain them in an emergency, but said parents have been mostly cooperative. Mary Jo Pagano, a mother who was detained Monday after bringing her kindergartner and third grader to school late, says the policy has lit a fire under parents. Quote, I don't like the policy, but I think it's effective. They've tried everything, and they're right. They're right. That's right. I should have 20 minutes of my day wasted because I happened to come across a traffic accident on the way to school. I should have, because I'm already late for work, I should be delayed even further by your stupid rules. And I think you're right about it. I'm going to go ahead and just give up my time to you because, well, it reminds me of being in school when I was, way back when, and boy, it sure is fun being here in detention with the rest of you parents.
I think it's a terrible idea, but I would say that I'm not going to participate. This is a public school, and if I were to send my kids to public school, and I find that unlikely that I will do such a thing, I wouldn't do it. No, you cannot tell me that I'm going to sit here and be in daddy detention because I happen to be late. Sorry.
It makes me wonder what they would do with a scofflaw parent like yourself, Mark. What would they have? What would their response be? They can't arrest you at this point, though who knows, maybe they would push for legislation or something like that that would allow that. But what do you think their response would be? I mean, could they bring more punishment upon your child, perhaps, in retribution for daddy being disobedient?
Well, this is one more reason why public schools are a bad idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's another parent. Father of a third-grade daughter, John Merton, says, quote, if you're late, you're late. I think they need to implement strict policies on safety issues and things that actually matter. Okay, fair enough. Some parents lamented that unforeseen delays caused by traffic or weather cannot be avoided. Most importantly, they said, when they're already running late, they don't have time to serve detention. Elaine Wood, a model who raced up several flights of stairs in the school Friday to get her 9-year-old son to class before the late bell rang, said, I think it stinks that we have to wait. Have to?
But they're not telling her that she has an option.
Apparently they aren't. I'm a freelancer. If I show up late, I lose my client. It's a little too stressful. So now we're overstressing parents even more so than they already are. I mean, they already have enough stuff that they have loaded on their plate, trying to balance it all at once. And now this is just one more thing for them to be concerned about. And as she's pointing out here, she thinks it's a mandate. And why does she think this way, Mark?
Because they're presenting it as though it's a mandate.
They are authoritarian. They are authorities, or they are seen as such by the parents. Because, after all, when the parents were in school, they saw these individuals as authorities as well. And that paradigm hasn't shifted for them. They're still in the mode of, I should be subjected to the rules of this authoritarian bureaucrat who's in charge of the school. I am as equally subject to these rules as my child is. While it is not I who's enrolled in this school, they are authorities, and I must be subject to their diktats. I mean, this must be the mindset of people, accepting these arbitrary rules.
Perhaps they could just put thumb screws to the kids, and then the kids could get their parents to be on time.
Parents said the strategy caught them off guard when it was announced, but most agree that
like
it...
real thumb screws.
Most agree that it has worked. Said a PTA member, Chuni Lee, who acknowledged having been late with her children in the past, quote, I'm taking the challenge on. I said to myself, we are not going to be in that auditorium. Erdeen Green, a real estate associate with a son in fifth grade, says the policy should have been enforced earlier, quote, I want this school to stand firm. It's for our children's benefit.
Mm.
Wow. This is just amazing stuff to me. It's a perfect example.
Why isn't it for the children's benefit?
Why isn't what?
The rule.
I don't understand your question.
Well, the rule is supposed to get parents to be on time.
Yeah.
And presumably children being on time to school is a good thing.
Yeah.
Why is it bad for that?
I don't know if it's bad for that.
Well, it's just, I was confronting her statement.
I see. 1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on parents and how deferent they are to authority, as this article so, well... so very well points out. 800-259-9231. I think it's another sad day in America. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything's totally free. We've got a wiki there, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. It is like the listener-created website. There's the regular Free Talk Live website, then there's the wiki where you guys can go in and make virtually any changes that you'd like to see. So if you think something's wrong, change it. Or you want to see some new content, well, add it. In fact, over 850 pages have been created on the Free Talk Live wiki by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. It's totally free, like the rest of our website. Free Talk Live, by the way, is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Talking about a very disturbing story out of New York. Of course, there's all kinds of disturbing big government stories coming out of New York, but this one caught me a little off guard, because I thought that when you got out of high school, you realized that it was over with. You were done. You didn't have to obey the principal of the high school anymore. You and he were both adults. You were on the same level at that point. Regardless that he is older than you and still a principal, you're also an adult and you've got your freedom now. You're no longer a child and subject to all their silly rules. Well, now they're throwing it right back in the parents' faces. Now at a government school in Manhattan, there's a rule that says that if your children are late, if you arrive at the school with your children and you are late, you will be ordered into a 20-minute detention. And I just think it's pointing out very clear how obedient Americans are and remain after they leave the government school system. It has been beaten into them, and they retain this obedience throughout their entire lives. They could easily say no to this. They could easily tell the bureaucrats to go flip off, but no. What do? They shuffle into the detention room, sit down for 20 minutes, and then they go off to work and make an excuse to their boss about why they aren't on time for work.
I was had detention.
You know, I can't really relate. I don't think I was ever late for school. Not one time. You know, I took the school bus for most of my school career, as I imagine most kids do. Mm. And school buses arrive on time, and if they don't, you know, it's no big deal. Because
sure,
that's another bureaucrat. They make ways for, yeah, for themselves. But, you know, when I drove myself to school after that, I was just never late. So I don't really understand that too much, and I would have had to have dealt with that on my own because I was 16 or 17, you know, driving myself. So
this is a kindergarten through 8th grade school, by the way.
Right. I was never delivered via my mother to kindergarten through 8th grade. So it's not something that I would have experienced, but you know, I think the idea in and of itself is good or fine.
No, it's not.
It's
unnecessary, here's why. It's clear to me...
The fact that it's a public school is what I have a problem with.
Obviously, that is a problem and everything, but just looking at the policy of, we want kids to appear on time, right? That's what they want. They want the kids to get to their first class on time so they don't miss any education. Well, maybe they should consider restructuring their school day, because, as I pointed out, they have the morning meeting. That's the first thing that happens at this school. So
what time is that?
Actually a class, 8:25.
Okay, well, that's not too bad as far as arriving to school.
No, it's not.
I mean, many elementary schools start a lot earlier.
Yes, they do.
Just for busing schedules, they only have a certain amount of buses
I understand.
In the county.
Let me finish this here. The morning meeting is not a class. It's as it's described in the article, a classroom routine where teachers discuss the day's schedule with students and address concerns. It's essentially a 20 or 30-minute homeroom time,
mm-hmm,
where there isn't actually any learning going on. So if I'm a parent and I know that my son or daughter's first class is morning meeting, why do I care if they're 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late? They're not missing anything but a bunch of social time with their teacher and their classmates. So who cares? It's no big deal. If you actually had a class in the morning, if first thing right out of the box at 8:25 was science class or reading class or whatever, where there's actually some supposed education going on, then in that case, the parents would have a natural incentive to bring their kids to school on time. Because if they're late, they're going to get a failing grade, perhaps. Or maybe they'll be marked off for that day, and that will affect their grade. Or maybe they'll miss a quiz or something like that. In which case, the parents will have a natural incentive, should they care about their son or daughter's education, and clearly they do to an extent because they're driving them to school every day, then they'd want to arrive on time. You don't need a stupid rule like this. Who wants to show up for morning meeting anyways? Please.
Even my private school had homeroom time. I'm not, you know, just because it's their administrative stuff and you don't consider it important doesn't mean that they don't consider it important. They
do. Of course they consider it important.
The issue,
their stupid rules.
The issue is private versus public school. If I'm paying to send my kid there, then I get to decide whether or not, you know, that's important to me. But the problem is this is a public school, and now they're sending down something darn close to a mandate that I would have to, if I delivered my kid late, I would have to go to detention for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm not going. No. Uh-uh.
And, of course, no privately run school, I don't think, would attempt to engage in something like this. They would just maybe simply say, look, you know, if you keep delivering your son or daughter late to the school, we might just disable your contract after this year, or something like that. I mean, there could have been some other financial incentive invoked instead of this stupid authoritarian rule of, you must go to adult detention. Yes, sir. I'll just step right over here into your line and do whatever it is you ask me to, Mr. Principal. I mean, I just think, really, we can always jump into private versus government schools as the issue, but I think the real issue here is the deference to authority on parents' parts. I think it really points out, crisp as day, how pathetic and sad Americans are. Oh, what's that? You got a smoking ban? Well, I guess I'll just put down my cigarettes and forget about fighting for freedoms. Whatever you authoritarians say must go. What's that? You want me to go over to detention for 20 minutes? Okay, I'll just go over here and do whatever it is you ask me to do. People are doing whatever it is the state demands of them, regardless of whether or not there's even a law behind it at this point.
Well, they can't enforce this. This is unenforceable.
Not yet.
No, it's unenforceable. Because what do you...
How do you know they won't pass a law?
Pass a law what? That they kick your kid out?
No, pass a law that you as a parent must go to detention or else you'll have
the cops
after you.
Cops? Are you kidding me?
Well, are you kidding me? Can you believe this is actually going on, Mark? This is nuts.
This is a creative attempt to get people to deliver their kids on time.
Yeah.
It's going to fail because they can't get the force of law behind this because
it's
ridiculous.
How do you know they can't? This is New York State, Mark. They do all kinds of ridiculous things. This is the same state that bans toy guns. You know, the toy guns with the bright orange caps on the front and back? That obviously points out that it's a toy gun. This is the same state that you can't have water guns in. I mean, this is an insane state. It's the Empire State.
Well, if they pass a law like that, it's one of the crappiest laws I've ever heard of.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense. But the fact is, they can't at this point enforce this. And more and more people are going to say no. And
they are saying no.
And then as people, the mail in there did.
The male, he objected to it, but he didn't say that I'm saying no. He didn't say I would refuse to go to the detention. Nobody in this article, at least, has said they would refuse.
That's because they didn't quote them. They didn't want to undermine them.
I understand. I'm just pointing out what we know. And what we know is that people are pathetic, and they'll do whatever it is an authority figure tells them to. The Milgram study backs it up, as does the Stanford Prison Experiment, and this constant authoritarianism that we experience throughout our lives is damaging to Americans' love for freedom.
When one person stands up and says no, other people will follow them.
Possibly. More on the way, or they'll be ostracized. More coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Whenever you get signed up for the updates, you'll be in the loop. You'll know what's going on with Free Talk Live. Whenever there's something fresh to announce, you'll be first to know. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, it's free like everything else on our site. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com.
Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes we have an audience composed of people who aren't too happy with the two big parties. He's not either, and he sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. It's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
I still want to continue on this discussion, even though we pretty much wrapped up the discussion about the facts on this story about the Manhattan Public School that is mandating that parents who are late with their children go to an in-school detention for 20 minutes. You had pointed out, Mark, that you believed that if one parent was to stand up and say no, and there's been no indication, at least in this article, and this is the longest, most detailed article about this, there's an AP version, it's very short. So in this article, they didn't talk to any parents that actually had said they were going to stand up. One guy was somewhat angry about it, but he didn't make any indication, at least that they let us know about, that he was going to stand up and refuse this. Most of these parents are being good, docile little citizens and doing whatever it is the school authorities order them to do. You suggested that if just one parent were to stand up and say no, that it may encourage other parents to stand up and say no. And you know what? That would be nice, but I don't believe it would be the case, and here's why. They could very easily, and remember, you have to understand that this is an environment that people are used to being told what to do.
Right.
They're used to following the rules. They're used to, if they've got to go and check little Johnny out for the day, they go into the administrative office, go through the procedure, sign them out, and, you know, get their little press or their parent pass so they can wear it around the hallways. They're used to following the rules. And if one parent is to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to go to your detention, I've got to go to work, I don't think your rules are good, I'm out of here, see you later. What they could very well do, first of all, there probably won't be any other parents around to experience that in the first place anyway, so they wouldn't know about it, but presuming that there were, the school could very easily respond with, well, look, if you don't, if we start having non-compliance, we'll punish your children because you don't want to come here and serve the detention. We are going to give your child an extra detention, kind of hit the parents where it hurts. You know, they don't want Johnny to have extra detention, so that would give them one extra reason to actually go for it. And it's very possible that the rest of the good little obedient parents are going to jump to the school's defense, because I read quotes from these parents. They think this is a great policy. They think it's effective, and they support it. That means that they're going to ostracize you as the scofflaw. You is the one who doesn't want to follow the rules. And then that might cause even more trouble. Those parents could not only just ostracize you, they could ostracize your child as well. There's a lot of dynamics here that I don't think you'd factored into that statement.
I don't think that if there was an opportunity for the parents to see that, I turned down detention.
Yeah.
I think that perhaps even the parents that think that it's a good idea would say to themselves, I don't have to be here. Oh, this is kind of nice. I don't have to do that.
Yeah, I think that you're
but
wrong.
I
there might be a couple that think
I do that. Think that you're right, that a school could very well say, well, then your kid's going to get detention, at which point the parent is faced with a conundrum. Do I continue to have my kid in public school where they have these little things and these weird rules? Now, a way to compromise for the school on this is you have to check your kid in if he's late. You have to fill out this paperwork. This is an effective means that makes a lot of sense in people's minds, and it wouldn't be 20 minutes worth of wait. It'd be more like 5, but that's still, you have to walk the kid in.
Detaining them through the process of, okay, well, they're tardy, now you have to do this.
Sorry, we have a new rule, and right. The kids need, there needs to be paperwork filled out when your kid's late. And that makes perfectly good sense, excuse me, to people. And
yeah, right.
It would. It would make perfectly good sense, and I think that that's probably the way that most of them do it.
And
I think
it harkens,
detention is just, it's unnecessarily humiliating.
This harkens back to the Stanford prison experiment that we talked about a week ago at this point. Remember the part in the Stanford prison experiment? Just to recap, this was a landmark experiment that was done back in the 1970s where they brought in college students at Stanford University, and they assigned them as either prisoners or guards, and everybody filled right into their roles, and the guards started acting like guards and started being tyrannical towards the prisoners, and the prisoners were acting like prisoners. And it was all an experiment, and they'd all agreed to be a part of it. They could have at any time decided, no, this, I've had enough of this, I'm leaving. But they were so into their roles, nobody had really considered doing that. So you would think that when the parents had arrived on the visiting day that they had created for the Stanford Prison Experiment, when the parents, who'd been outside of the entire institution, because they converted a wing of the school into a prison, and they put bars up on the windows, and they've sort of made it look like a prison. The parents who'd been totally on the outside, they had never seen the inside of the prison, they didn't really know what was going on the inside of the prison, they knew it was an experiment, right? They came in for parents' visiting day, and they were totally manipulated by the system that they had created. These the professor, who was acting as the warden of the prison, and his guards, who were just college kids, were manipulating these parents, making them wait for a half an hour before they were allowed to see their son or daughter, their son, which that wasn't necessary. They were just in the other room. Why did they do that? Because they could. Because they knew the parents weren't going to do anything outrageous like barge in and demand to see their son. And so they made them wait, they made them fill out paperwork, and then when they were actually meeting with their son, there was a guard who it was a mandate that a guard be present. My point in bringing this up is that if a perceived authority figure, and in this case, this was a perceived authority figure by the parents, if a perceived authority figure or administration or whatever creates a set of rules, people will go through the set of rules as though they, were rats in a maze, even though they have the option of just overstepping the maze entirely. They don't even think that there's another alternative.
Well, there's always going to be somebody who's not going to do that.
I agree, and there should be. And there are people like us, right? But for those people that aren't going to play the game, the others may look at them as someone who's stepping out of the box. Stepping out of the line. Someone who needs to be opposed and put down.
I think they could very well see them as a savior.
Could be. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, which brings me to, oh, yes, In Case I Disappear. William Rivers Pitt, truthout.org. I've been told 1,000 times at least in the years that I've spent reporting on the astonishing and repugnant abuses, lies, and failures of the Bush administration to watch my back. Be careful, people always tell me. These people are capable of anything. Stay off small planes. Make sure you aren't being followed. A running joke between my mother and I is that she is a safe room set up for me in her cabin in the woods in the event that I have to flee because of something that I've written or said. I always laughed and shook my head whenever I heard this stuff. Extreme paranoia wrapped in the tinfoil of conspiracy, I thought. This is still America, and these Bush fools will soon pass on into history, I thought. I'm a citizen, and the First Amendment hasn't yet been redlined, I thought. Well, matters are different now. It seems, perhaps, that the people who warned me weren't so paranoid after all. It seems, perhaps, that I was not paranoid enough. Legislation passed by the Republican House and Senate, legislation now marching up to the Republican White House for signature, has shattered a number of bedrock legal protections for suspects, prisoners, and pretty much anyone else that George W. Bush deems to be an enemy. So much of this legislation is wretched on the surface. Habeas corpus has been suspended for detainees suspected of terrorism or of aiding terrorism. So the Magna Carta, which is, by the way, signed in, I think, the 1200s, the Magna Carta era rule that a person can face his accusers is now gone. Once a suspect has been thrown into prison, he does not have a right to a trial by his peers. Suspects cannot even stand in representation of themselves, another ancient protection, but must accept a military lawyer as their defender. Illegally obtained evidence can be used against suspects, whether that illegal evidence was gathered abroad or right here at home. To my way of thinking, this pretty much eradicates our security in persons, houses, papers, and effects, as stated in the Fourth Amendment against illegal seizures and searches. More coming back on In Case I Disappear. Your thoughts as well on where this country is going. The docility of the American public, willing to do whatever it is that they're told, and now new laws saying that you can be picked up. Well, you could be picked up, and we'll explain what for. Coming up, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes. In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. And what do we ask in return? I'll let you maybe buy some Free Talk Live swag. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts and bowling shirts, as well as a variety of different styles of headwear for yourself, classic archives and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com, so do place your orders.
When's the delivery date for that stuff?
Store.freetalklive.com. There is no estimated delivery date at this point. We are ordering the products as we speak. Each of the different products is going to take a certain amount of time in order to produce, and obviously if you've ordered more than one product, we're going to wait until we get the entire order together in order to ship it all out at once. So
we get it and then ship it out?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And Johnson is handling all of that, and he's the customer service guy, so if you have any questions, if you're patient, it will arrive at your door at some point, hopefully within the next couple of months.
Patience not a strong suit for me.
That's too bad for you. 800-259-9231. So
my damn t-shirt.
Store.freetalklive.com is where you go to buy some stuff. All right. So we're talking about it's from truthout.org, William Rivers Pitt, talking about In Case I Disappear. He's pointing out that he's a little scared now. Like, before, people had told him he should watch out because he said things against the Bush administration and that sort of thing, and now he might actually be thinking it'd be a good idea to be a little careful because of this new law that was passed by Congress last week. I don't think Bush has actually signed it yet. I'm not sure what the holdup is there. I haven't actually heard that he has signed it yet. But essentially, when he signs it, and there's no reason to believe that he won't, when he signs it, there's going to be all kinds of new rules to play by. In fact, pointing out that the government, the Bush administration, can simply label you an enemy combatant, and at that point, all of your constitutionally protected freedoms and rights, habeas corpus, right to a public trial, all of that stuff, Fifth and Sixth Amendment stuff, all gone, all thrown out the window. Because of this war on terrorism. He goes on, and he's pointing out some of the things that are changing in America. Speaking of collecting evidence, the torture of suspects and detainees have been broadly protected by this new legislation. While it tries to delineate what is and what is not acceptable treatment of detainees, in the end, it gives George Bush the final word on what constitutes torture. U.S. officials who use cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment to extract information from detainees are now shielded from prosecution. It was two Supreme Court decisions, Hamdi versus Rumsfeld and Hamdan versus Rumsfeld, that compelled the creation of this legislation. The Hamdi decision held that a prisoner has the right of habeas corpus and can challenge his detention before an impartial judge. as per the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, shocking stuff, really. Habeas corpus for a prisoner.
The Hamdan decision held that military commissions set up to try detainees violated both the Uniform Code of Military Justice and the Geneva Conventions. In short, the Supreme Court wiped out virtually every legal argument that the Bush administration had put forth to defend its extraordinary and dangerous behavior. The passage of this legislation came after a scramble by Republicans to paper over the torture and murder of a number of detainees. As columnist Molly Ivins wrote on Wednesday, quote, of the over 700 prisoners sent to Gitmo, only 10 have ever been formally charged with anything. Among other things, this bill is a cover-your-butt for torture of the innocent that has already taken place. It seems almost certain that at some point the Supreme Court will hear a case to challenge the legality of this new legislation. But even this is questionable. If a detainee is not allowed to access a fair trial or the evidence against him, how can he bring a legal challenge to a court? The legislation, in anticipation of court challenges like Hamdi and Hamdan, even includes severe restrictions on judicial review over the legislation itself. The Republicans in Congress have managed, at the behest of Bush, to draft a bill that all but erases the judicial branch of the government. Time will tell whether this aspect, along with all others, will withstand legal challenges. If such a challenge comes, and by the way, as was pointed out earlier this week, Alberto Gonzalez is already out there warning federal judges that they better stay away from this legislation. They're already threatening judges over this.
This legislation is unconstitutional and needs to be put down.
It's deplorable. All of the above is deplorable on its face, indefensible in a nation which prides itself on constitutional rights, protections, and the rule of law. Underneath all this, however, is where the paranoia sets in. Underneath all of this is the definition of enemy combatant that has been established by this legislation. And this is something that we haven't really touched on yet on Free Talk Live. An enemy combatant, we've sort of speculated that this might be the case. An enemy combatant is now no longer just someone captured during an armed conflict against our forces. Yes, thanks to this legislation, Bush is now able to designate an enemy combatant
anybody he wants.
Anyone who has, quote, this is from the legislation, quote, purposefully and materially supported hostilities against the United States.
But how do you prove or disprove that? How can I
once
say...
Once you're in a military brig, you mean?
Wait. I haven't materially or purposefully supported anything. You should prove that. Well, they don't have to. They just have to say it.
Consider that language for a moment. Quote, purposely and materially supported hostilities against the United States, unquote, is in the eye of the beholder. And this administration has proven itself to be astonishingly impatient with criticism of any kind. The broad powers given to Bush by this legislation allow him to capture, indefinitely detain, and refuse a hearing to any American citizen who speaks out against Iraq or any other part of the so-called war on terror. If you write a letter to the editor attacking Bush, you could be deemed as purposefully and materially supporting hostilities against the United States. If you organize or join a public demonstration against Iraq or against the administration, the same designation could befall you. One dark comedy aspect of the legislation is that senators or House members who publicly disagree with Bush, criticize him, or organize investigations into his dealings could be placed under the same designation. In effect, Congress just gave Bush the power to lock them up. By writing this essay, I could be deemed an enemy combatant. It's that simple, and very soon it will be the law. I always laughed when people told me to be careful, but I'm not laughing anymore. In case I disappear, remember this. America is an idea, a dream. And that is all. We have borders and armies and citizens and commerce and industry, but all this merely makes us like every other nation on the earth. What separates us is the idea, the simple idea that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are our organizing principles. We can think as we please, speak as we please, write as we please, worship as we please, and go where we please. We are protected from the kinds of tyranny that inspired our creation as a nation in the first place. That was the idea, and that was the dream. It may all be over now, but once upon a time it existed. No good idea truly ever dies. The dream was here, and so was I, and so were you. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Brandon in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Ian, Mark.
Hey, what's
on? How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, Brandon?
Not much. I just wanted to, if you guys are interested, I just changed, became a private school teacher and converted from the public school system.
Really?
And I can't tell you how much, like, I've reached the promised land.
Really? What's the pay difference?
Yeah. I'm actually, ironically, I used to teach in the Pasadena school district, and now I got a job at a private school out in West Hollywood, and I'm getting paid about the same.
About the same? I was going to guess that you would have taken a pay cut.
Yeah, I would have, too.
Normally you do. It's just, I mean, this school, the parents pay $17,000 a year to send their kids there. So
it's because you went from Pasadena to West Hollywood.
Okay, okay. Well, when you say the promised land, I mean, what are some key differences here, Brandon?
I think the biggest thing that, like, I mean, I could go on for hours, but I think the biggest thing was at least in Pasadena, it took practically an act of God to expel a kid. It was amazing. I actually had a situation with a student because I teach music. Mm-hmm. I taught middle school out there. I had this one kid who was failing my class all year, sixth grader, and I tried calling the parents. She never called back. And eventually, with about 1 month left of school, they ended up transferring this kid out of my class and all of his classes and put him in all-day detention for, like, the last month of school. He wasn't doing his work, and he kept messing up everybody else's education, but they didn't want to get rid of him.
Nope.
They didn't want to give up the money they were getting from the government in order to, you know, keep their budget up. And, in fact, Pasadena has a bad reputation because the enrollment in the public schools has been going down every year for, like, 7 or 8 years because more people, it's an older population, plus they have a bad reputation. Half the people in Pasadena send their kids to public school.
So are you saying there's a lot of little old ladies in Pasadena?
Yes.
Hey, what about teaching freedom? What about the freedom to teach in a different way? Is that something you've experienced at the private school?
You know, it's ironic, too, because, like, in my public school, we're lucky to get through the beginning band book in a year. And where I'm at, they actually, because I teach both middle and high school, for my beginning middle school kids, we actually not only teach out the beginning band book, but there's this thick 400-page music appreciation book that we have to get through along with the other one. And I, in fact, have taken tests and assignments, and I never could have done this at the public school just because the parents weren't as involved. The kids, the parents weren't paying for the education in the public school, so there wasn't.
And you just don't have as much leeway in the government schools because there's just so many bureaucratic rules on you. Let us know.
Yeah.
Call us back again after you've gotten a little more seasoned there in private school and let us know some of the other glaring differences. Thanks for the call, man. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.